This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 508, recorded March 1st, 2017. I am Brian Kilby, and with me I am joined by Headmaster Don.
Yeah, buddy.
Diecast, who's opening Grapple right now.
He's nice.
Chris, a.k.a. XV.
Wait, why do I get the a.k.a. this week?
Because I'm going to say the same thing with Matt, a.k.a. Melvar.
I prefer Alias.
Alias, okay.
With three L's and two R's.
But Matt,
just like on his favorite Twitter.
A.k.a. Yeah. Alias.
It should. Shut up. Rob Clay.
Hi.
And I have no idea if John DeLuca is here or not. I bet he's not.
Oh, I'm here. I'm always here.
I thought you were playing Street Fighter.
I'm doing that too.
Do you like Street Fighter 5? I take it that you do.
Yeah, but when it comes to this, I'm a brand loyal idiot. So if it says Street Fighter on the cover, I give it way too much credit.
Is Tekken Cross Street Fighter ever coming out?
No.
Probably not. Did they officially kill it?
I believe they did.
Well, I don't know if they officially killed it, but come on.
Are we ever getting Tekken 7?
We're getting another Street Fighter 2 before we get that.
Are we?
Yes.
What?
With new characters.
You're joking.
No, it's on the Switch. You're the one that wanted to do a Switch podcast.
That's the reason I wanted to do it, so I would actually have to read the news about it.
Yes, Ultra Street Fighter 2 is coming out with Evil Ryu and Violent Ken.
Oh, God, Violent Ken, is there like Shaggy Jayhawk or something like that?
he first appeared, I think he only appeared in SNK crossover with Street Fighter.
Oh, God, okay. Hey,
SNK versus Capcom.
So, big news, Joe Lanta is becoming Toy Lanta. I love that name. I think that's a fantastic name and really speaks better to what the convention is becoming. Joe Lanta is becoming Toy Lanta, and Joe Lanta, as it's known, will be a G.I. Joe track, just like Bot Lanta is going to be a Transformers track. And we are going to be there next week, podcasting, presenting panels, meeting fans. It's going to be awesome. Go to joelanta.org for more information, but it will be in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Marriott Century Center, March 10th, 11th, and 12th. I believe that pre-registrants can get in on the 10th, but you have to, if you want to go and you haven't pre-registered, I believe it's only open on the 11th and 12th. But it's awesome. We'll be there. I'll be doing a panel on with Rob Springer and Dusty Griffin on the Transformers movies from Michael Bay. Diecast and Chris are doing a panel on toy reviews. Don's doing a panel on Donanomics, and I will be there with him. That's going to be great. I'll be doing a Transformers trivia panel, which I've been working on this week. We'll do a live episode of Radio Free Cybertron, and we'll also do a 2017 Transformers toy preview show where we talk through. It's more for people who don't listen to the podcast, for people who are just walking in and want to know more about what's coming in Transformers. We'll be recapping the toy fair news. So we did that a couple years back. It worked really well, and we're actually just going to make that a specific panel this year. So, and there's other stuff too. Dusty is going to be doing a Toy Hacks panel on how he designs the Repro labels.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I think he actually will be doing it live, so that'll be fun. Our buddy Crazy Steve is going to be doing a Transformers advertising panel, or a couple of them, and it's just going to be a blast. So go to joelanta.org. Tickets are cheap. I think it's like $10 a day. So it's really awesome. And we love it. I really enjoy it. I have been now for the last 3 or 4 years, and it's always a blast. And I love seeing people there. And come meet us. I love meeting fans. I love meeting new people. So that'll be awesome. And another thing, Anthony from TFU.info, I love TFU.info. I have, in the past, submitted photos for some things that I have, which are semi-rare, or it's things that not a lot of people have. And most of his archive at tfu.info, which is basically the, what is it? What's the G.I. Joe website?
Yojo.
Yojo.com. It's the Transformers version of Yojo.com. But there's still a few holes that Anthony has. And thanks to Brycey, Don's buddy from TFYLP, we have some new photos this week at TFU.info, and Anthony wanted to share that. We have some images of the Dinoset combiners, a couple of the rare Headmaster heads, including the original Shuffler. And Anthony will be adding Six Train this week, so go to tfu.info to view that. And it's just such a great resource because there's so much stuff there. And I may be stealing some photos, Anthony. I want you to know that for my Transformers trivia panel. I stole some the first go-round. I'll probably be stealing them again, but I will give you credit.
It's okay. Me and Rob have a tendency to use those as file photos when we do certain articles on T-Formers also.
But you give credit, right?
Ant's really great about, you know...
Holy credit.
Of course. I was just going to say, Ant's really great about, you know, letting people borrow photos with proper credit given and for, you know, good causes.
Yeah. Yes. I love that website, and I love Ant. He's a great guy. We've been friends for godlike 20 years now, and that makes me sad. Getting so old. Hey, did anybody get anything this week? I'll start. So I got Masterpiece Cheetor, and he's gear. He's just gear. He's ultra gear. What was it?
Keen.
Yeah, ultra gear. Ultra gear is.
He already
is saying. I wasn't sure if you were saying, you know, he's okay, but not that great. No. You were just going with gear.
So he's really nice. In robot mode, dino mode, Cheetor mode, cheetah mode. Leaves a little bit to the imagination, but his robot mode is pretty fantastic. It looks nice. One thing that bugs me, and it's always like with an Optimus Prime that has like a fake set of windows, the cheetah head is, there's a separate cheetah head that becomes the chest that's hidden in cheetah mode. That always comes across to me as a cheat whenever they do that. Yeah, ha ha ha. But it's really nice. I also got Masterpiece Grapple. And, of course, Masterpiece Grapple is retooling of Inferno. So where Inferno had that really novel ladder that was hidden in the back, the crane hook on Grapple, I had a really hard time getting that inserted into the back. In fact, I honestly have no idea how I got it. I was looking away, talking to Kim, and I don't think I broke it. I really don't think I broke it, but...
But it just slipped in when you stopped trying so hard.
God bless. Okay, so I also got Leo Convoy, or Leo Prime, but I prefer Leo Convoy, which is, of course, the repaint of Alpha Trion with Convoy, or Optimus Prime head. I haven't had a chance to transform it yet, but I don't think it'll be much different than Alpha Trion. Except he's in Leo Convoy colors, and I really like it.
Any different?
Yeah, at all. Because he's a repaint, but, you know. Chris talked last week about Voyager Optimus, but I was able to find Voyager Optimus.
I talked about Megatron last week.
Oh, you got Optimus, though, didn't you?
No.
When you were I thought you were telling me to just skip.
No, that's why he talked about Megatron.
Wait, on Twitter, he told me just to go ahead and skip it, because I'm like... I didn't know.
Yeah, I told you to skip that because you'd have two other chances to get it, and they'd be better than that one.
Okay,
the G2 version with the forest fire sticker.
I assume based on your comment that you already had it. So it was either this, it was either this or the Ninja Turtle Michelangelo Ultimate Warrior figure.
Yeah, I told you to buy the turtle,
Macho Man,
and you chose poorly.
I would have got the turtle too, probably.
I'm going to buy all of these.
Basically, what we're telling you is that none of us here have any respect for the decision you made last week.
Don?
I think you did fine.
Thank you.
Because it's something new for Titan Returns after 3 months of
nothing on nothing. The shelf. And I also got Wade Doolittle on Facebook hooked me up with Six Shot. I haven't had a chance to transform it yet. Because when I got this, I also got the NES Classic Mini, and I've honestly spent more time with that. So,
but that's understandable.
Yeah, Kim is playing Dr. Mario right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got a lot of stuff.
It's the simple pleasures in life.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else get anything? Diecast?
Yes, I got Grapple as well. I'm just playing with him now, And yes, his crane is definitely a lot different than
it's a lot different
than what I thought it was going to be. So that's neat. I like that it's not, you know, just a straight
he's actually pretty substantially different.
Yeah. Like, yeah, he looks it.
Like his feet are different, the crane part's different. I mean, there are other features all over, especially on the back, which are just functionally different than Inferno.
I remember last year there was a diagram that got published in, I think, a issue of Figure King that was basically an exploded view of the CAD models, mm-hmm. and it showed like the skeleton that was common between them and then what parts were changed, and at least half of that toy is different.
It's much different.
Iterations.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm hoping we'll see a hauler version of that, because the only version we've had so far is the one from Ocular Max for TFCon, and that's been sold out for a while.
I'm sure Tokyo Toy Show or some other trade show will get around to when that you say just to get a second use out of that tooling.
When you said version of that, you mean a Masterpiece one, because we had the eHobby version.
Right, yeah. That's where the whole idea, that's where the identity and colors come from. Yeah, no, considering we got something like Loud Pedal, you know, I don't think Hauler is that far out there. You know, it's a really easy thing they can reuse that for.
Loud Pedal is so nice. Hauler hopefully would be as well.
I would expect.
Loud Pedal is surprisingly good.
Yeah, I still need to pick that up.
What else did I guess?
And I also got the Toys R Us.
Jeffrey Prime,
he's so small. I didn't realize he was going to be this small.
How much did you spend for it?
I think it was like $20.
Twice that. So you got much better. You're smarter than I am.
I can't. When this came in the mail, I was like, wow, he's small.
I love it, though.
Yeah, that's we've known for a while that's the Minicon armor up mold, not the original Optimus. Yeah.
I don't think I ever paid attention to the Minicon armor guys, though, so I really didn't have a scale in my head.
Okay.
I don't pay attention to anything, so that's okay.
And then I also got the Voyager-sized Megatron that is, you know, G1 Megatron. It's a KO, upscaled KO of the Generation Toy little tiny Megatron that was basically like a, you know, a sprue kit that you built the figure.
Just like if I didn't know that, and you had to tell me, looking at that, I would have just assumed that was the Make Toys figure.
Yeah, it's definitely smaller. It fits in my hand a lot better. It would definitely, I wouldn't take it out of the house because I'd probably get shot. And this went through customs with no problem, with pictures of the gun on the packaging, so I'm assuming.
But did customs actually open your package?
No.
That's the thing. Like, customs is a crapshoot because if they decide to inspect your package and they find something like that in there, that's when it gets confiscated. It doesn't really matter if they don't open the box, but that's always going to be a gamble.
You would hope they find something when they inspect it. That'd be embarrassing.
But not unheard of.
Not unheard of. So, so Megatron will be here in about a month, according to Amazon. So fingers crossed that I get it.
Yeah, I think the release date is the second weekend of April.
Oh, Amazon's right now saying obviously they don't get the most up to date information, but they're saying I'm going to get it April 1st or 2nd. So maybe April Fools. But everything else was dead on that they shipped. So
yeah, and I got a couple more of my
Sharktacons.
No. No, the Ocean Design label or decals that I really like. They're the best I've found
so
far.
Are those the Japanese ones, or is that something different?
Yeah. They're officially licensed.
Yeah.
But I assume
I thought they're Japanese or Hasbro Asia or something.
They're probably Hasbro Asia.
Like, so what makes those different than like Repro Labels or Toy Hacks?
These, in my opinion, they seem better quality and they're more like a decal as opposed to a sticker.
I mean, these are decals.
Okay, you realize that the only difference between a decal and a sticker for this application is one of semantics, right? Like the two things, unless you're talking about like water slides, which were not in any case, difference in this application between a decal and a sticker. It's just the terminology you've been indoctrinated to use.
Stickers usually put on, you just peel off and you can apply them right away. The decals usually have a clear plastic over the side, the good side or the finished side.
I have that on my Toy Hacks right here.
Are you talking about? Are
these are metallic?
So dry transfer decals you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like. Man, I cannot remember the.
Is that the same kind of deal that Toy World Grant had the sheet of decals? And yeah, they weren't pre-cut, and nobody could figure out what you were supposed to do with them initially.
Yep.
Okay, so yeah. Dusty, who happens...
Okay, yeah, so that's a little bit different. So, like, yeah, if that had been more clear in the first place. But, I mean, most of the time, decals and stickers get used interchangeably.
So, Dusty, who happens... Or Buddy Dusty, who happens to be an expert on this, because this is what he does, is in the chat right now, and he's saying that there's a difference between the ocean and the Hasbro Asia exclusive, and he said the Asia exclusive decals are vinyl.
Ah.
Yeah, the problem I had with the Toy Hacks, and I don't know if it's just mine or the time I ordered them, the Autobot symbols are not center. So they have a white background, but they're not center, and that drives me nuts.
Are those
and
Toy that's Hacks? Why there's no branding on them. Mine all have branding on them.
I ordered them from Toy Hacks, so okay. I'm assuming. But yeah, that's why I've looked for other alternatives. Is this was my first order and really my last.
And I want to point out, I want to say that Dusty says Ripper labels have the best material, and dare he say art. So I'm feeling you,
and
Dusty.
I think if I'm not mistaken, a few of the Reaper label sets actually have started using vinyl for certain applications, too.
Don't know. Dusty will confirm. But there's a lag, so let's go ahead and move along. Anybody anything else?
I went hunting today because, one of our news stories, and also I wanted to get Shuffler and maybe Repugnus, but instead I ended up getting a new large monitor for my computer.
Hmm. Oh, nice. What'd you get?
It's a Dell something or other.
Dude, you're getting a Dell.
P2317H monitor. It's supposedly from the professional line.
It's an ultra sharp
monitor.
It's an ultra sharp.
What?
It's an ultra sharp. Ultra sharp is their brand for the pro stuff.
Yeah, I don't see that branding anywhere, but you know, full 1080, and it looks really nice.
Nice.
It's almost too big for my desk.
My monitor is too big for my desk. That's why it's on the wall.
Yes, but you got like a 40-inch TV for your monitor.
43.
I said like a 40.
I know. Anybody else get anything?
I did.
I got deluxe class Breakaway just because I was excited to see something new on the shelves. So
nice. I'm jealous.
Yep. I'm not.
What'd you get, Don?
I picked up. I thought it was by Weijing, but it's from another company called Highline. I got the Crystal MPP10. Which is a slightly upscaled version that Weijing originally did of the Masterpiece Optimus in the crystal plastics.
So it's not Weijing?
Weijing is not on the packaging at all. It's called Highline.
He got it from High Times. So he must have a subscription.
I mean, you know, maybe Highline is a division of the Weijing. I'm not sure. But it is the MPP10 upscale.
Do you like him?
Well, I just got him the other day. I haven't had a chance to transform him yet. But
it looks nice.
He's absolutely gorgeous in these crystal plastics. What little I've messed with him, the joints seem tight. I mean, you know, there's a slight ratcheting in the elbows. The very first thing I did when I got him, it was a sunny day, and I put him by the window, and the light coming in, hitting him, I'm going to have to get a small little lit display stand and light him from the bottom, or at least somehow light it so I put all my clear Optimuses and such on the same shelf, because he is gorgeous when the light hits him.
I would be scared to death of that thing, Don.
Yeah. Are you going to take it with you to Toylanta, Don?
No. I'm taking enough stuff to Toylanta as it is. If you've seen my tweets in the last hour or so, I'm taking
Okay, somebody's audio is screwing up one, two. So, Don, we could throw this out there. Are you going to take any of JD's stuff to Toylanta?
I'm taking his BotCon invasion set. I'm taking his Hinch from iGear. If I can find the rest of the
parts. So, yes, you are taking some of JD's stuff.
Okay, so people watching live or people who are listening right now, if you're interested in any of the remaining toys that JD had left after his wife Amanda sent those to me and Don, send a tweet to Don and let him know, and he will have some stuff there. Otherwise, we're probably going to donate anything left over. So
it's just I had a lot of the stuff paired up, but in moving stuff around and everything, some stuff has gotten
and Amanda
gotten
said,
unpaired.
And Amanda unpaired. Amanda said donate. So I'm all about it. And Don, if you have any space extra in your vehicle and you want to bring it, if there's something that we consider to have like a zero value, I'd be fine in giving it to one of JD's fans as well. If you have any room in your vehicle, if not, don't worry about it.
Oh, I'm bringing the Honda, so I'm not sure what room's going to look like right now. Gotcha. Until I get everything packed in there. But, you know, my parents always tell me my greatest asset is putting 5 pounds when you're in a 4-pound bag, so we'll see.
Don, I can...
You know, Don, I'm not sure if that was a compliment or not.
Firsthand, I can say Don fit a lot more into my little Elantra than I... Or no, Kim's Sonata than I thought was possible, so... okay.
You know, it's like a puzzle.
It is.
When it comes to making money, I will break every law of physics possible.
Hashtag Don and Nice. Nice. Anybody else get anything? Going once, going twice. Okay. Let's move to This Week in History, 2008. This surprises me that in 2008, all of this stuff sold out so quickly. The BotCon 2008 set, Shattered Glass, sells out. This is months before BotCon opens.
It's one of the fastest selling sets, I believe, outside of the 07 games, the Deception sets.
Yeah, that.
I don't think anything ever sold faster than that one.
So, most of the, nothing else came close to selling out like this. I thought, don't they still have 09 sets left?
Well, they did up till recently. I'm not sure if they still do have any, but those hung around for a damn ever.
Is that because
they still have Machine Wars sets left?
I kind of want that one. So,
but like the Shattered Glass set selling out makes a lot of sense to me because at the time it was such a novel concept in Transformers.
Yeah.
And there were some really interesting choices, like taking the Cybertron Starscream mold and decoing it like Jetfire.
Yeah.
Like, that was a really cool idea to me. And a lot of this, too, was also sparked by Cypher and Trent's little mini-comic, Shattered Expectations, which sort of set up the universe, although it wasn't really what it was about.
But, yeah, I mean, it's... It's not my favorite set, but it's definitely in my top five.
I would still like to have that Shattered Glass Prime someday.
I would like to have the Shattered Glass Megatron someday because that's an interesting use of that mold in a deco I like. But I will never pay what that stuff goes for on secondary market.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Okay, in 1979, our buddy John Bailey is born with an epic voice. I don't think he had the epic voice at that point.
Well, you don't know what he sounded like when he was a baby.
I don't, but I'm assuming he had hit puberty. But he's had that voice as long as I've known him, which is like 7 years at this point, I guess. So, there you go.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, John. Let's see here. Moving to news. Now, this is cool. So, multiple Titan Returns chrome domes have been found with the Legends faceplate. So... either this is a running change, which is most likely, or an error, which is maybe possible.
Some more information has come up since I first posted this, and it's looking more like error, but it is not a single error. It looks like a batch of these probably happened, because two of them were spotted at Walmart in South Carolina, and someone in California claims to have seen one. But it appears to be an error, not a running change, because the Titan Masters all are straight up the Takara Tomy release. They have the same paint applications, the same screws, all of that. So they are just totally, just the Takara Tomy Titan Masters on the Hasbro body.
So, I mean, I totally... So that's... It's the one thing. It's just literally the head on the body.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, the color... I mean, the color of the plastics look a little different, et cetera, et cetera. So...
Yeah.
I was hoping it was running change, because I want that.
I was, too, but, I mean, there's still a chance you'll find it. There's, you know, this guy found two of them, and somebody else claims to have seen one. They didn't provide photographic proof as of the last time I checked, but there are some of these out there. They're not a lot, but some. Man, there's something else I was going to say, and I can't think today.
I can't think but either. It's okay.
I could very easily see this being, you know, a fairly wide-reaching issue, because obviously there's just a batch of the Takara heads sitting there in a bin, and that's what got grabbed and put into the packaging. It, you know, it's probably not going to be something that's too short run, I don't think.
Yeah, and the person showed pretty extensive pictures of what they found. These packages have not been tampered with in any way. This is not some ridiculous prankster with really deep pockets buying like $120 or more worth of chrome domes to switch heads and confuse people. This is a legit factory error.
But man, now I want to try to set that up.
Yeah, man, I'm checking eBay right now.
I'm kind of wondering if this is not somehow the result of that Headmaster six pack that just came out. The production of that somehow led to this.
How?
Because in the Headmaster six pack, they have the Style or Titan Master in there with the Hasbro face.
Ah.
So, yeah, I'm wondering if some odd mix-up happened as a result of Takara running a batch of those. It's really hard to pin down, you know, exactly where in the system this might have made the switch.
God, I want this now.
It's a shame the Japanese Headmaster set seems to be paint-matched to the Japanese toys, because otherwise you could just picture them, you know, opening the Hasbro toys, yanking off the head, swapping them.
And the set's only, what, like $30?
Yeah.
35, I think.
It's totally worth that if you wanted it. Okay.
Yeah, if you didn't already have all those head sculpts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks like six shots now hitting U.S. locations. Don's buddy found one today in North Carolina. I've yet to find one, but I have one, so I don't need to. Yeah.
And for those of you looking, from what I understand, Target online has them at $39.99, which is $5 less than the retail in stores. So make sure, ask your Target if the price match Target online, save you that extra $5.
Hashtag Dononomics. Looks like John got one last week at Target.
Yep.
Don wrote this stuff down for the panel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got stuff down. It's just, it all lives in his head.
Well, no,
I need to prompt him correctly.
Yeah. Well, now, I need to write all this stuff down because I've got to make at least some notes for my presentation, or otherwise I'll bore everybody to tears.
Diecast, we need to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm doing notes for the other stuff I'm doing, so.
I had this terrible dream last night that it was suddenly the night before Jolanta, and I was just completely unprepared for the panel we were giving first thing in the morning.
Well, the night before the panel...
That sounds about right.
Well, the night before the panel, we'll probably be playing Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
We'll figure it out then.
Okay, let's see here. What else? Okay, so... Legend Series Crypticon was announced. It's up for pre-order from Big Bad Toy Store and other places. $223 is the rough current price, which it does. Like, I wasn't shocked by that. I know some of our folks here. We had an email exchange going about the price. It didn't shock me. I fully expected that.
It's not shocking, but it's not really going to be justifiable to a lot of people in the way that Fortress Maximus was, because unless they pull something really interesting out of their hat, there's no reason for the Titan Master to have a different faceplate. There's no Master Sword for it to have, unless it comes with some kind of exciting new accessory or they invent a place to put a sound chip. It's really going to be difficult, I think, for a lot of people to justify the different paint applications where there were so many things that Legends Fortress Maximus had going for it.
And by the same token, though, like for a lot of people, the decision to get Legends Fortress Maximus wasn't concretely made until that sound chip was confirmed.
Yeah.
Because the SDCC Fortress Maximus was very easily available even after the show. And you could get that alternate face and the sword through that, and it was still less than the import costs.
The SDCC was almost easier than the retail.
That's true. It's totally true.
Yeah. But I mean, I agree with Rob. I don't really know what they could realistically do to this Trypticon to make the 25,000 yen price justifiable versus getting the Hasbro one for like $75 less. And, you know, with the exchange rate being different, the import price in U.S. dollars is a little bit higher than Fortress Maximus was tending to be early on. You know, and that could still fluctuate a little bit. It did with Fortress Maximus as things went up and down last year. But they are really going to have to show something fairly impressive to get people on this side of the ocean on board, I think.
Well, okay, I'm just trying to remember. My Beast Wars 2 of Beast Wars Neo knowledge is a little rusty because it's been a very long time since I've seen that. Is there any reason they would go with the Metal Storm version of him as their Legends version?
No.
They wouldn't use the Beast Wars 2 Neo version as their Legends version, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I remember the molding and sculpting was radically different on him, so I didn't know whether that was.
I mean, think about it this way: like, we're almost a year on from Fortress Maximus. There's no sign of a Grand Maximus, which I think would be a more immediately likely thing for them to do with a mold that big for a recolor by some means. You know, there was no Metro Titan or anything for the Metroplex mold. Devastator only came out in one deco. Criminally.
With the Titans, they tend to knock out all their reuses at once. We get, you know, our standard retail, and we get one redeco for San Diego and one redeco for Tokyo Toy Show.
Yeah.
Okay. So, man, I'm looking at Twitter, and our buddy Chris Triplett looks like he's changed his name on Twitter to C Triplett. He's still a man of the town, but it's like I'm looking at it, and like, I don't know who this guy is. He just posted pictures of Six Shots, the reason I mentioned it.
C Triplett. See Triplett tweet. Yes. Tweet Triplett tweet.
Tweet Triplett Triplett tweet. Okay, so I said Chiplet. Yeah.
Chiclet.
Okay, Chris, your name is Chiclet now.
Chiclet. Dang it. Okay, so let's see what we got going on here. Next thing. Oh, yeah, so we know what's going to be packed in with the Asia exclusive Masterpiece Cheetor and Grapple figures. Little figurines. So Cheetor is coming with Optimus Primal. Is this pewter? Probably.
Maybe. Diecast?
Possibly.
Yeah.
It's made out of whatever the coins were made out of previously. I mean, that's the best zinc way.
Maybe zinc.
Possibly so.
And Grapple comes with Ultra Magnus. I don't necessarily understand the Ultra Magnus. I guess it's just random. It's a G1 character.
I mean, I guess they could put a little Devastator with it. You know, the whole Master Builders thing. Or a little Hoist.
Hoist.
Yeah,
Hoist.
Ultra Magnus seems a little random.
I like the Megatron. That was probably one of their best ones. I don't need little die-cast figures or metal figures of...
No, for Grapple, they should have had a little mangled metal solar power tower model.
Ah, see, that'll be the accessory for the reissue of it that happens in like a year from now to make you kick yourself for buying the first one. Thanks, Ironhide.
Let's see here. What else we got? That's it for non-movie stuff. Movie stuff. Now, I saw this. I don't really know what to think of it. Hasbro filed for a new trademark on a split Autobot Decepticon symbol. It's certainly an image.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Well, I mean, they've been using that image. I've seen that image a lot, so it's not... And
officially, they're using though? It.
I
recognize that. I think it's been used unofficially because it's not like that's hard to come up with. It's
right.
It's one. It's like you cut it down the middle and you have, you know, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's far from the first time that a split symbol has been used like for packaging. We've had that at least as far back as Armada, you know, on occasion when it's appropriate, when there's a figure where it's appropriate to have that. This might be the first movie variation of that because the movie symbols are subtly different from the standard ones. You know, it just perhaps there's a bigger part that's going to play in The Last Knight, so it made sense to trademark this specific variation.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought they were using this in Forge to Fight, but I'm not.
It's possible.
Not positive.
Did we talk about that last week? Did you enjoy what you got a chance to play?
Oh, yeah. I really liked it. I'm excited about it. I downloaded it on my phone. There's a way to download it, but then I didn't log back in to play it because it wouldn't let me. It saw I was in the U.S., so it didn't want to let me play the beta. But yeah, I really enjoyed the game, and you can have Autobots and Decepticons on your team, so I think that's one of the reasons that they were using this symbol, but I'm not 100% positive.
It's possible.
The other I know thing someone had it on me, their hat.
The other thing that just occurred to me, the play pattern for at least part of the last Nightline is reveal your shield. You know, there's makes the, sense. Like one... There's like the one-step toys that have the UV reactive paint. The Dragonstorm figure has the UV light gimmick in it. That could be branding for that too.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
So we have toys on the shelves in Australia from the last night.
Well,
probably
toys is such a generous word.
Yeah. These aren't the shampoo bottle figures, are they?
No, these are the Titan Changers, which are the transforming shampoo bottles.
The transforming equivalent. Yeah. And it was probably a stocking error. It just seems like. Yeah. Yeah.
Supposedly this happened with Age of Extinction also, but being that was, you know, 2-3 years ago in Australia, I don't really remember.
Nope. But yeah, crappy toys on the shelves in Australia. If you're there, go ahead and try it. Let's see here. So, okay. Who... XV, tell us the story about Masterpiece Mars.
Okay, so we, you know, every movie toy line characters are code names, so you can't tell in advance, you know, what characters are going to be in the movie. It's their safeguard thing. We went over the code names all based on, like, celestial bodies, phenomena, that kind of thing. And we had the Toys R Us inventory leak, which listed three movie masterpieces, Jupiter, Mars, and Saturn. We knew very early, we figured out Jupiter had to be Optimus Prime even before, I think it was an Amazon listing that confirmed that, because it was the most expensive one, and of course, Optimus Prime's going to be the biggest toy. We assumed thereafter that Mars would be Bumblebee because it occurred in the first wave of the deluxes, and of course Bumblebee's going to be a starting headlining character. But it turns out we've got new information now, and Bumblebee isn't Mars because there was a Japanese listing for the Takara Tomy The Last Nightline, which includes the first wave of the Premier Edition deluxes. Three of which were named specifically. There is Bumblebee, Slash, and Berserker. And also on that same listing was Mars, which we know from the Hasbro assortment, which is going to be the same, that's Barricade.
Ah.
So that makes Saturn, who we know has a movie masterpiece, be Bumblebee, and Mars has to be Barricade, which means the third movie masterpiece is going to be Barricade. And if the Bumblebee is any indication... Because that's based more on the first movie design. Barricade's probably going to be the, you know, the 2007 design rather than the redo for this movie in the blue you don't like.
And people wonder why they had to do logic puzzles like this in school. So you can figure out wave assortments on your podcast is that reason.
Yes.
Love that.
We are your tax dollars at work.
Yeah. We are the world... We are the children.
Anyway, yeah, the short version is like 99.9% certain movie masterpiece Barricade. Nice. Rejoice, Barricade fans.
Yeah, what was the second movie masterpiece again?
Okay, so there's Jupiter, which is Optimus. There is Saturn, which is Bumblebee, which is one we saw last week. And then Mars, which is Barricade. So
I hope the movie masterpiece is... What do you think they would do for Prime? Would that be more of the Revenge of the Fallen Prime?
It could well be. I think before they started doing the streamlining and then the night redesign for Age of Extinction, that's probably like the best evolution of the long nose truck look. But honestly, it could kind of be anything because... While those first two, three movies were pretty similar looking to each other, you know, there was still enough variation where you could kind of tell them apart between, kind of.
Hey, well, actually, to that question, our favorite website, Weibo, has a potential leak of what could be movie masterpiece Optimus Prime. And it's a really...
Which notably is too fuzzy to make out what the chest design looks like, so it's kind of hard to tell what it's going for.
It's super low res, and it looks like crap. But hey, it's certainly a picture. Mm-hmm. So Diecast, that's what you may be getting.
Oh, that
good luck with that.
That looks masterpiece-y to me.
Yeah. Masterpiece.
Masterpiece-ous, so yes. That thing's so fuzzy, I'm looking for my UHF antenna trying to clear up the picture.
Oh, I wish, Don. Yeah, it is very analog, isn't it? That's a good way to describe that. It's a very analog picture.
And did you, the next story, did you basically go through everything that's in that we have posted?
I think about? Rob did that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that one. Working basically from the same information in XV's story about Mars, I went through the various lists we've gotten with the code names and without, and pretty much I think we've got nailed down most of the code names, at least in the first wave. If I'm not mistaken, and did you look over this, Chris? Because I would like a second set of eyes on this to make sure I was not going nuts.
I will open it now and go over it while we're talking about this, because I can't remember if I studied this at the time or not.
Okay, because what it looks like to me, based on comparing the various assortment lists, is that Optimus Prime and Bumblebee each have two code names. I guess for differing bodies or looks in the movie, but going by what we have, Optimus Prime seems to be Jupiter, but also in certain assortments, he is four moons.
That's okay, so one possibility is whether it's a new mold or not.
Yeah. That's a good point.
And I'm not sure if the turbocharger Optimus would necessarily be a new mold or reuse of something they had in Age of Extinction.
Yeah, and the things that fall under the bumblebees that fall under the second codename Gas Giant are things that could very easily be reuses. We know the Premier Deluxe is, and the Legion probably is too. So that would make sense.
Yeah, interesting.
But yeah, we pretty much know definitively now what most of those code names account for. There are two I'm not 100% sure on. Berserker and Slash are Gamma Ray and Shooting Star, but I'm not sure which is which.
And this may be completely unrelated and not have any bearing on it, but there was a recent war within Optimus Prime that was released by a third-party company called Jupiter. So maybe that's where they got the name from as a code name.
I would suspect it's a coincidence, but you never know.
Same.
Actually, I'm using it right now. I'm just buying some extension cables for my Nintendo Classic Mini. Go to tfradio.net/Amazon, and you can do all of your awesome shopping that you have to do there. The Nintendo Switch comes out this week, and if you're getting one, if not, get it through Amazon, through our link. But if you're getting one, it's going to require a lot of accessories that you probably didn't pre-order. So you can get your Pro Controller. You can get extra games, you can get your carrying case, all of that through our link at tfradio.net/Amazon. Last week I was able to snag, after the show, I was able to snag the NES Classic Mini through our Amazon link. It was awesome! And I got that Saturday, and I spent quite a bit of time with that. But you can get anything there, literally anything. You could get your house cleaned. You could order, like, a house cleaner to come to your house through Amazon.
And you could watch them clean your house while eating a box of Cadbury eggs.
This is true.
And then they will murder you for your insolence.
Hey, Don, through Amazon Home Services right here, you just put in your zip code. What's your zip code, Don?
867-5309.
Somebody give me their zip code. Diecast, what's your zip code?
That was your phone number, Don.
19053.
Okay. Diecast is in a big city, so that'll... Let's say it's a two-bedroom, one-bathroom standard. So a three-hour cleaning for $105. That's not bad. I don't want to clean my house. I would pay $105 to get it cleaned. So
they would walk into this apartment, say, hell no, turn around, and walk out. So that would be the extent.
I mean, you know, we're Transformers fans. So if you just want a friend, you could probably have somebody come and clean your house and, you know, make a friend. Or... practice like
nobody,
human
interaction. Nobody touches my stuff.
We used to have somebody I know. That's what she did for a living, and she was nice, and she would come in and, you know, just do it for us because I was lazy, and my parents were, you know, bedfast. I was busy taking care of them and stuff. I wasn't lazy. So she would come in and do that, but I would always lock my room so that she couldn't touch it. But yeah, you can get basically anything through Amazon. Like Don said, Cadbury eggs. It's that time of year.
It's always the time of year for Cadbury eggs. What are you talking about?
I pre-ordered the new Zelda game for the Wii U through, the Switch. It's also coming out for the Wii U.
But nobody cares about that anymore.
I know, right? But, there's what, a 20% discount on, pre-orders through Amazon Prime. Prime members. I love Amazon, and we really appreciate you guys using our link. If you want to sign up for Amazon Prime, you can just go to tfradio.net/prime with a capital P, and you can get a free trial membership. It's awesome. It's great. It's Amazon. Moving along to third-party news. I'm including a couple things in third-party this week that are out of the normal. We have, God, I hate the name, reformatted R22 Boreas images of the unofficial MP style IDW Cyclonus.
It's not really masterpiece style. This is more for your classics like Spartan was.
Yeah, but it looks way more. What is this? Legends? Voyager? What size is this?
Voyager-ish.
Yeah, okay.
This is a retool of Anubis, Jaegertron, you know, the Death's Head and the Lockdown.
Oh.
I like it, okay. I would never buy it.
I'm a fan of the Mastermind creations, but this one's just not striking me for some reason.
Well, I think the purple... Well, it's too blue to be Cyclonus to me.
Cyclonus is pretty sad.
He's blue, but
This looks pretty lavender.
It's a bit on the Henkei side.
Very much so.
Yeah, it's.
I think it's just a little too over detailed. Might be my problem with it. It just doesn't. Like, they're obviously going for the comic book aesthetic, and it just doesn't quite nail it for me.
It's kind of on that spectrum.
It's kind of SIC to me. It's a little over, like you said, Matt, a little hyper detailed.
I think they were kind of trying to go for a little bit IDW, but not really hitting it.
Yeah.
I'm happy with my Death's Head.
I don't really want that one so much. If it were like a more like that, I've got the Marvel Legends Death's Head figure, the 3¾-inch one.
Mm.
But I don't need a transforming Death's Head.
There's a Death's Head 2 coming out?
I'm more excited about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. This looks like it has an awfully large backpack for a Cyclonus as well.
Yeah. I like the look of it. I like that it's an IDW Cyclonus. I don't need it.
But that's the thing. It's not really an IDW Cyclonus. It's like they were trying to get elements of that in there, but it doesn't really represent it the way it ought to.
Yeah. It's an IDW Cyclonus in that Titans Return Chrome Dome is an IDW Chrome Dome.
There you go.
There be a running change of this one with the Japanese head later?
That'd be great.
Let's hope.
There's going to be a new Transformers convention this year in June 23rd through June 24th. Pete Sinclair, former co-organizer of BotCon, worked at FunPub. Is putting on his own Transformers convention, sort of maybe like a spiritual successor to BotCon, perhaps. But here, if you're watching the video, you can see the promo flyer. So right now, booths are available. They definitely have Brett from Mega Toy Fan will be there, TF Marketplace. And guests right now include Alex Milne, Josh Perez, Dan Khanna, and Robbie Musso.
He is an artist for Hasbro, largely. I think he's done some work for IDW also. Me and Matt talked to him for quite a while.
BotCon,
yeah.
He was
Super nice guy.
He was also on one of the, I don't remember if it was last year or the year before, but he was on one of the panels and was talking about how one of the things he does to motivate him through his work is listen to podcasts such as us.
I was thinking he was IDW, but no. Yeah.
Well, I think he has done work for IDW, but I think he's largely a Hasbro artist.
I'm pretty sure I met him at at BotCon, so yeah, I knew he is.
Super cool guy.
Yeah, nice guy. yeah, I'm like, which comic is he on? Like, I couldn't think. So, but yeah, pretty cool. Let's see here. What else we got going on? But yeah, Pete's toy convention. The TFC Toys Trinity Force. I'm trying to pull it up. I saw this. It's a third party, not Road Caesar. Don, you got to love this, right?
Well, I will be honest with you. Seeing an actual physical product like that, I'm a lot more tempted with it right now because of anything from Victory and needed a better figure. God help me, it was Road Caesar. Because it's just the G1 toy is a holy grail for a lot of folks, and I'm not putting it down again for the time period, but it's really not a great looking figure. It's just not one of my favorites. But this definitely looks like it's better proportioned. Again, I mean, it would have to be with the number of years it's gone by. And like, you know, like Carniflex will be a lot cheaper than actually trying to get an actual Road Caesar from G1. So, you know, hopefully it'll work out fine and it looks as good as, you know.
But it's from TFC.
Well, again, you know, but TFC has, you know, they have been making some strides here. You know, not everything looks like Hercules anymore. So they have sort of. Good. Well, not everything. I'm just saying there's a lot of callbacks because that's their base design. But I like what I'm seeing here. So I'm hoping it'll.
I was interested in this until I realized who was making it. And then I started thinking, oh,
yep. Yeah.
How did their C-cons end up working out? Finally,
are they done?
No, they've still got a couple left. I've been really? Watching
them working on that forever.
Well, I've been watching the reviews like from Imgo and other people. Just I don't plan on getting them, but they look like they're pretty good figures, and I like the colors because it's kind of like muted pastels, like you're underwater, and it's like, you know, sort of like a muted underwater color scheme, which I really like.
I mean, I'm all about pastels, but you can deco a toy in anything; it doesn't make it a better toy.
I heard a lot of good word about their Lyokaiser, though.
Yeah. It's, you know, if a set goes up for sale of that Piranacon at some point, the entire set, I might get one. But I'm saying this Road Caesar does look pretty good with what we're seeing so far. I just hope it turns out good for people that do want a Road Caesar in their collection.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it. So let's see here. What else we got? Transformers. Oh, yeah. The Transformers Animated Unofficial 10th Anniversary Anthology Fan Art Book.
10 years for animated.
I know, right?
Almost. Yeah. You know, it debuted in late December of 2007, so we're closer to 9 than 10, but, you know.
Here is Pretender Bumblebee by Derek J. Wyatt. This is freaking awesome. I'm buying this. I need this book in my life.
Good luck.
Yeah, it's a Japanese book.
Yep. Dang it.
Somebody, I think, on Twitter had may have had a spare copy that they were trying to unload.
Wait, it's already out. I thought so. This isn't.
They were getting it. It's that they were getting it middlemanned. I think it is. It's out in Japan, but it's about to ship, it basically.
Okay, so, to Amazon Japan.
Yeah, take a look. They might not, since it is an unofficial thing. They may not carry it.
Amazon has nothing unofficial. I'm kidding. No, I don't see it. So they know they don't.
Just get it from eBay.
Yeah. Dang it. They may have it.
Half the Transformer sites in all the internet land at some point.
Yeah. Let's see here.
No, this is, you know, one of those things that comes out during, you know, the 1 or 2 day various like fan publication marketplaces in Japan. And then unless they decide to print another run of it for the next event, it never happens again.
Dang it. Okay.
So, you kind of got to know somebody who's going to be there and can get it for you.
I wish I knew somebody, but I don't know a single person. Rob, I'll be honest with you. I couldn't find a lot of articles for you to talk about this week. So
it's been a kind of a slow week.
So
it's the rebound from Toy Fair. I mean,
Can you tell us what's going on T-Former this week?
Somebody posted a video review of the Planet X Apocalypse War for Cybertron Trypticon, and that's pretty much it.
Nice. All parts at once.
Ah, good. I'd like to see someone review one part.
I was kind of hoping that's what it was at first, but, you know, this is more useful.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, my blurb review went up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you reviewed Robots in Disguise Blur. I want to get one of those.
Yes, and we posted that.
Oh, nice.
I like him. I did make a mistake, which someone pointed out, that I referenced Prime Wheeljack. Prime Wheeljack was the figure I should have mentioned.
Yeah, you said Hot Rod.
I said Hot Rod, but that's because I have that custom Hot Rod that I did, and that's what was in my head. So I made a mistake.
As I get older, I can't remember anything, and I don't care. I don't care anymore. I really don't.
Because you won't remember that you didn't remember it anyway.
Exactly. Like if it wasn't for you guys, and I was just having to sit here and ramble, it would be awful. Which I may start doing soon. So I'm thinking about doing that. So just
actually, I'll grab the figure because it's right there, and it actually I'll show off what I meant with Blur.
Right. So Kilby, keep rambling.
So I like Transformers, and I talk about Transformers here on this Transformers podcast, and we're talking about Diecast is getting his Blur. Okay, I'm done rambling.
So here's the Hot Rod legs, and they do. To me, looks similar to the Blur legs on the RID version.
I've seen someone else make the comparison to Prime Wheeljack too with those legs.
Yeah, I see it with both.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely see it with both.
But yeah, this is why I was thinking Hot Rod in my head because I forgot that this was a custom I did.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Crap, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was at that New Jersey comic convention or something?
Collector's Con.
This was at what was it called? It was one like right near my house. It was like 2 minutes from my house.
Dicon.
OmegaCon?
I know who my friend Keith did it.
He had the booth next to us at CharterCon. I just don't remember the con's name, sadly.
Yeah, sadly I can't either. So
yeah. Cool.
Good on us.
Yep. So let's see here.
He's the one who sold me Fall of Cybertron Air Raid in exchange for a Cheer One.
Yep.
Good deal.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. On the network this week, we have Take 4 Wrestling episode 27. JT and I. JT will be at Toylanta. So you'll get to see him and Diecast finally meet again. We talked about Wrestle War 92 and being awesome with Rob.
It's going to be Wrestle War 2017.
No, it's not going to be a war. It's going to be a massacre.
Yeah. Wrestle Massacre 2017. And Big Awesome 93, Rob Springer is talking about his Botlanta prep, and he does a lot of Q&A. Remember, you can find this episode at tfradio.net/508. We'll have all the links that we talk about, and we have our voicemail line. You can send us text or leave a voicemail at 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. And as soon as I get my setup fixed up, we can start taking some calls, which for that show that Don and I still talk about doing that we haven't done yet. You can find us on Twitter at TF Radio, on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio, and on Instagram at TF Podcast. And you can watch us on your Roku. We have our own Roku channel. Go to tfradio.net/Roku to sign up. And don't forget about RSC Insider, which is our mailing list where we have exclusive content. And you can keep up to date in your email box. You can sign up by going to tfradio.net/insider. I am on Twitter at bkilby and on Instagram at briankilby. Chris is at chrisrtxv on Twitter and other places that he doesn't want to talk about. 4chan. He's a big 4chan person.
Oh, not anymore. Not since there's not a TFCC magazine to look for scans of.
Do you have a Weibo account?
I do, but I don't use it. I just use it so I can follow accounts that I get stuff from.
Nice. Don, how do people get a hold of you?
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR.
And what's your credit card number and phone number?
867-5309.
What's that?
Yeah, that's Jenny's number, Don. We all know what you did.
I know. No, Diecast doesn't. He's too young.
He's too young. Diecast, how do people get a hold of you?
People can get a hold of me on YouTube at RC Reviews. I have a couple new reviews up there and a couple coming up. Phoenix is going to be the big one.
You going to get that done before Toylanta?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
If not, we'll have something really cool to do at the panel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And then also you can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2. and make sure to follow us on Twitter at TF Radio.
Awesome. Hey, in the chat, Logos Miner mentioned that our buddy Hydra is middlemanning copies of the animated anthology from Japan. So that's pretty cool.
All right. Thanks, Hydra. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Let's see here. Matt?
You can follow me on Twitter at Melvar.
I love that you signed up.
Real two R's.
That's great. John?
Mm-hmm. I am that John D on Twitter and Twitch.
And Rob Clay?
I am on Twitter at Figure Reviewers. That's where I will be basically tweeting most of XV and my work at T-Formers and elsewhere. And I am also on YouTube at Flailthers.
Awesome. And
what the hell was that, Kilby?
In the chat, Wolfrey Prime says, if you guys see this comment, wave your hands on the screen. And I just did.
Okay.
Well, we know who saw the comment then.
It was me. Diecast and I are the only ones that look, I think, so. That's the reason we have to relay the information. Thanks for being here. Especially thank you guys for watching live. I would love that if everybody did that. TFradio.net/live every Wednesday. It's awesome. And sign up for
US viewership numbers like the Toy Fair episode.
Yeah, that'd be great. That would be great. You can sign up for notifications at our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/radiofreecybertron, one word. We'll see you later. Have a good one. Bye.
Happy Switch Day.
Hey, everybody.
Happy Switch Day, everybody.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?